News by Chiara Giordano of Southwark News. MP hits back after open letter from party members. More than 140 Labour Party members have signed an open letter criticising MP Neil Coyle for attacking their leader in a national newspaper. The Bermondsey and Old Southwark MP's comments about Jeremy Corbyn in a recent Mail on Sunday article sparked outrage among Labour members, who decided to write him an open letter and make it public. Mr. Coyle, re-elected during the snap election on the 8th of June, said he won't be a cheerleader for Corbyn in the article, which also featured on Mail Online's website, but acknowledged that Corbyn does indeed deserve credit for running a much smoother campaign than expected. Labour still went down to our third successive general election defeat, he said in the article. Anyone claiming we won is frankly being ridiculous. Many of the Corbyn critics now applaud him, but most Labour MPs and campaigners know that his terrible ratings meant he did not even appear on our election leaflets, he said. Will Yong, campaigns officer for South Camberwell Branch Labour Party, or BLP, and Camberwell and Peckham Constituency Labour Party, said he decided to write the open letter and gather signatures because to go public was the only way to send a message. It was absolutely infuriating. Many of us know he's been against the leadership in a very public way, and coming straight after what was a really heartening and satisfying election result, which saw so many people spare their time to go out and campaign for him, and sometimes against their personal instinct, said the 39-year-old. We flooded into Bermondsey and Old Southwark, put our misgivings aside and campaigned hard for him and increased his majority. And to see this in the Mail Online, of all places, was a real kick in the teeth. The open letter, which was sent to the CLP chairs in Bermondsey and Old Southwark and Camberwell and Peckham, as well as Harriet Harman MP, attracted 145 signatures. In the letter, they called on Mr. Coyle to support Jeremy Corbyn, just as we supported you. Labour MPs gave Corbyn a standing ovation, they said in the letter. Those who doubted him have changed their mind. We're on course to win an early election, but you choose to continue attacking our leader and in the most right-wing newspaper in London. Why? We hope to see a more constructive attitude from you in the future to help elect the Labour government that the country so desperately needs. In response, Mr. Coyle told the news that he'd not been sent a copy of the letter and that it was full of inaccuracies. There are more than 2,000 members in Bermondsey and Old Southwark alone, and over 6,000 members in Southwark, he said. Just 37 local members signed up to this letter, a tiny fraction of my local party, who remain very supportive, active and effective. I'm unsure who is coordinating, but I received apologies from three of my local members who signed it, as they believed it would be private. The irony is not lost on them that they don't try and publicly criticise someone whilst asking them not to publicly criticise someone else. Mr. Coyle said he was incredibly grateful to the campaigners who supported him and the Labour Party in the run-up to the election. While I'm concerned that some members and supporters felt strongly about the article, my piece for the Mail on Sunday was very similar to the Corbyn's Shadow Foreign Secretary's piece on the matter, so I will see if she's had a similar letter, he added. I wrote to the Mail on Sunday because it's a pro-Remain paper and despite its editorial line has an estimated 2 million Labour supporting readers. Mail bashing is a pastime for some, but we must work through all media to win votes to ensure this grubby government and its vicious Brexit plans and neglected attitude to the domestic policies on education, housing, policing, incomes and the NHS is ended as soon as possible. My piece attacked the Tories and acknowledged Corbyn's role in Labour doing better than expected. Anyone who missed that probably read the Mail's comments rather than what I wrote, which is a shame. I agreed that our campaign was positive and our policies would make a substantial difference to Southwark and elsewhere, if we win the next election.